Hi, guys, and welcome to another Man Church race plan. That's right. We've been working on this process of trying to build a plan for our life, a race plan that helps us get into our groove. And we last left off talking about contentment. We spent all of last week talking about calling and all those things that are related to that. And then we spent a little time in the last session talking about contentment. And so how many of us find ourselves being a malcontent because we're always driving, always trying to strive for something out there. And we never find ourselves being at peace with what we do have. Let's take the other extreme today and look at contentment through comfort. So on one side of the contentment coin, we got the climber, right? We got the guy that's the driver, the climber, and they're trying to make it, driven with ambition, often forsaking God's approval for man's. But there is the other extreme, and that's the leader, the man, who has grown comfortable. And this is the person who has found a position or a place that you like, and you stay put, and you're no longer putting forth effort to grow or change or learn. They're content to be comfortable. They're comfort seekers. Now, the comfort seeker, this doesn't have anything to do with I'm in the same job for 40 years. This has to do with personal development, personal growth. And it's not about, okay, I'm not content in my job. Please don't think that contentment with what you have is a bad thing. But if we stop learning, if we stop growing, if we stop developing, if we stop maturing in our spiritual faith, we become comfort seekers that are lazy, immovable, and motivated only by the desire to maintain just the minimum. I mean, do you remember Charlie Brown's buddy Linus and what he said, that happiness is a warm blanket? And then this would be the sentiment of a comfort seeker, and they heartily would agree, yeah, that's all I need. The comfort seeker is so comfortable with the warm blanket mentality, he can't even be driven to do anything else, even by the hand of God. Now, immovability creates an atmosphere of apathy in your family, in your workplace, in your personal development. The comfort seeker doesn't care about growth or possible movement. The comfort seeker would rather stay put in a current position, even if it means losing out on potential advancement. Now, there's nothing wrong with being content where you're at, but remember, guys, we're talking about advancement in your spiritual development, advancement in your growth and development in life. Listen, God's chosen direction for you will most likely not take you through the path of least resistance. I mean, God may choose to move you away from your most comfortable position in life to birth in you a most uncomfortable growth. But out of that growth will come new reservoirs of contentedness that you didn't even know existed. Contentedness that the comfort seeker will never know. Ecclesiastes 10:18 says, "If a man is lazy, the rafters sag. If his hands are idle, the house will leak." And Proverbs is full of warnings like this one against being a comfort seeker. Look at Proverbs chapter 20, verse 4. "A sluggard does not plow in season, so at harvest time he looks but finds nothing." It's clear from reading the word that laziness is not a part of God's plan for our life. We can't have a race plan that says we're going to coast and drive on a yellow flag for the rest of our life. We've got to have a season where we can put the pedal to the metal and push on. You see, leadership and development in the kingdom of God isn't for the faint of heart, guys. If you're leading anything, you're waking up hurting. Contentment doesn't equal complacency. The Apostle Paul displays what it looks like. A stroll through the book of Acts shows that Paul was a leader who couldn't be stopped. And today, we need to follow in his footsteps, never allowing the difficult journey of kingdom work to keep us from pressing on. If you're wanting more about that, look at Philippians chapter 3, beginning in verse 12, doing all things through Christ, Philippians 4:13, and becoming all things so that by all means others may be saved, 1 Corinthians 9:19. So if you can adopt the same attitude toward your development, your leadership as Paul did, you can become both unstoppable and contented. So as we saw earlier, Paul plainly says in his letter to the Philippians that his contented attitude wasn't based on his circumstances, but on Jesus, who gave him strength. Well, let me ask you something. Are your circumstances in your personal development keeping you from experiencing contentment? Are you a comfort seeker? Listen, Paul demonstrated, guys, our contented attitude can remain even when circumstances around us change, and regardless of how quickly they change. And if you're a comfort seeker, your attitude can be changed if you cling to Christ instead of your comforts. And ultimately, the comfort seeker, if we're not careful, will remain in the same place you are and never grow beyond it. And the fear of growth might bring all types of horror in our life because we have a fear of the unknown, a fear difficulty associated with change. My friends, if we're going to be the guy that God has called us to be, then what we know we have to do is like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. We have to be able to say, I know our God will. I am certain that our God will. I am certain that he will take care of it. I am certain he will carry me. When I finish each sermon and I talk about at the end of those three things, and I say, let the Lord carry you through these times of heartache. Guys, this is what it is like to trust in a Savior that will carry you through these times so that we don't have to be the climber that steps on everybody's heads or hands. We don't have to be the comfort seeker that never moves off the dime and we never grow. Guys, listen, here's your homework for today. One question: what is it that you can do today that would move you from where you are closer to where you know in your heart God wants you to be? What's one thing? And then write that down and be committed to it the rest of this week. I'm going to move forward. And when you do that, you'll find that you're contented in growth. You're not contented in using other people to grow you, but you're contented in your own plan. God bless you guys. I'll see you back for the next session soon.